I know for us as parents and teaching our children, we say that there are some magic words. Please and thank you. But as grown-ups, there's also a, if you will, something of a magic name. Or at least a holy name beyond our understanding. And that's the name of Jesus. When Jesus came to Capernaum, it says that he taught with authority, not like the scribes and the others. When others taught in those days, they would always be referencing some famous scribe, some famous teacher that had come before. It was never their own teaching. It was always in reference to somebody else. But here Jesus came teaching what was on his mind without referring to anybody else. And then when he cast out this demon, that gives more authority to his teachings than even he had before. It brings to mind to the people that here is something very special. The name of Jesus. Later on in the 9th chapter of Mark, the disciples are a little disappointed. There's somebody who is casting out demons in the name of Jesus. And they want to go and rebuke them because they're not a part of their group. And Jesus says, no. No, leave them alone. If they're not against us, then they must be for us. But then in the book of Acts, there's a story that's kind of interesting. Paul had been teaching, he'd been casting out demons, and there was some sons of a particular rabbi in that area who thought they would do the same. And so they found somebody who was inhabited by a demon, and they went and they said, by the name of the one who Paul is preaching, that is Jesus, be cast out. Well, the demon says, well, you know, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but I don't know who you guys are. And so the demon set upon these sons and beat them up. What that says to us is that Jesus, like he had authority over those folks in those times, can also have that same authority with us, and should. One is in his teaching. He taught about loving God and about loving our neighbor. He didn't teach about war. He didn't teach about revenge. He didn't teach about a lot of those things that seemed to be prevalent in culture at that time. And so we can trust him when he says we should love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that we should find any way we can to show our love for our neighbors and friends and family. Not just those who live next to us, but anyone who is also a creature of God is our friend. But then how about this casting out demons? Have you ever done that in the name of Jesus? In today's society, we have a tendency to dismiss demon possession as something that was more or less just part of the culture at that time. Actually, it was just the illnesses, and people attributed every person who had an illness to having a demon. I'm wondering if there aren't some demons today that can, through the name of Jesus, be put in their place. I hate to tell you the story, but even pastors have dreams sometimes. A few years ago, I seemed to be haunted by a dream about vampires. Now, I realize today that vampires are good, you know, they just happen to have a little problem. And all the movies and things. But when I was growing up, vampires were bad news, you know. They'd come in and they'd suck your blood while you're sleeping, you know. And so I was having these dreams night after night. Man, it was waking me up. I was cold sweat. And for some reason, I suggested to myself that in the name of Jesus, I wouldn't have those dreams anymore. And sure enough, I didn't have them anymore. And I was wondering, in cases like that, are there times in which Jesus can be quite valuable to us? If we are particularly haunted by some fear of death, fear of the death of a loved one, fear of loss of a job, fears that come from all different directions. If we put the name of Jesus into that fear, I found that we can have relief. Or I've also found that when someone makes me really mad, when I feel like somebody's maybe out to get me, if I will pray for that person in the name of Jesus, I've found that I can come to love them. I found that I can come to work with them in any different ways, even though I know that my well-being isn't at the top of their list. And so I would suggest to you that you might try, this name of Jesus if you have some problems, if you have some fears, if you have some depression, if you have some sadness, that the name of Jesus has a power beyond our understanding. Just like the name of Jesus was used to cast out demons in Jesus' day and the disciples' day, I believe that that name also can be used as a name of authority for just about any problem we have. As you develop your relationship with Christ through learning His teachings, through putting them into practice, that when problems come your way, that Christ also has the power to give you the courage, to give you the comfort, to give you the inspiration to be more than demons would inhabit you. So if you have frustrations, if you have fears, if you have low self-esteem, if you will, if you have a variety of different things that can come your way, put the name of Jesus into use. After all, someone who could die on a cross for you, that you might have eternal life, what more can you in a relationship with Him do even today? Amen.